Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
Back here in Branson at the Battle of the Border on the campus of Branson High School. Bombers find themselves down by 7 entering the fourth quarter. They will start with the ball. 34-27 on score. Two very well-coached teams this afternoon. Very similar teams in some aspects. Hamilton looking to go to 6-0. Bombers looking to go to 2-1 on the season and 1-1 here in Branson as Gilbert off the screen, picks up a dribble, back to Crawford. Kick it to McGee. McGee wing three off the front of the rim. Tip back, Crawford's going to get it. Crawford turns, picks up a dribble. Back to McGee. Just in front of half court, over to Crawford. Jones with it now. Finds Tabor inside, shot fake off the window, it rolls in. Austin Tabor with a bucket. And it's 34-29 now. Malik Hill gets it now. They get it over to Milstead. Back to Hill. Hill got it down to Jessup. Got it back. Minute gone by here in this fourth quarter. Bombers down by 5. 34-29. Malik Hill is still dribbling. Time off the clock. Looking at him. Running a lot of time off. Trying to preserve a swing to this 5-point lead. As they swing it around now. It's back over to Winston. Robinson gets it into Jessup. Back to Hill. Hill's going to take it back up towards half court. Hill takes the dribble. A couple crossover dribbles. Working on Gilbert. Get it on a handoff. Back to Winston. Winston's now going to dribble it at half court. Winston driving inside off Crawford. Takes the contact off the window. It's good. It's Johnny Winston with another bucket. And the Bombers are back down by 7. Against Tabor at the high post. Kicks it out. Crawford on the left wing. Drives inside and there's a whistle. He's called for a walk. As Pat Harris will come back in.
The number is number 23, Pat Harris.
As he'll replace Dave Crawford. Malik Hill gets it in again. Washing it across half court, met by Gilbert. Up to his left, back to his right. Now he's going to drive inside. Goes back to his right, crossover dribble off the window. There's contact and a whistle. He'll go to the line, shoot a couple free throws. White, Gilbert. Gilbert's second foul. Malik Hill shoot a couple free throws. Hill with 7 points on the afternoon off the left side of the iron. The second one by Malik Hill is good. Now it's an 8-point lead. He walks it up over to Harris. And we have a timeout called by Coach Josh Fulcher. We'll take one with him. Bombers find themselves down 8, 37-29. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back here in Branson, as the Bombers come out, find themselves down by 8, 37-49. 5:37 left to go in this ball game. Ready to bring you the rest of the fourth quarter on Hockey Pitch 101.7. As McGee will throw it in, looking, he gets it into Gilbert. Gilbert about a foot inside the half-court stripe. Gilbert goes to his right, hand off to Harris, takes some contact to Tabor in the mid-range. Tabor skips it over to McGee. McGee has it now, finds Jones on a post-up, quick little spin move right to the rim, reverse layup, a lot of contact, and we'll have a foul. Pennington and Lake Hamilton not liking that call, very late whistle. See who they're going to give that foul to with Johnny Winston, that'll be his second. And Matt will shoot two free throws.
Number 23
to Johnny Winston, his second. See if he can make this a 6-point game. First one good. Matt Jones with 9 points on the afternoon, including that previous free throw. The second one on the way by Jones is rattled around, rolled in and out. And it's 37-30 in favor of Lake Hamilton. Hill will walk it up. Pressure extended by the Bombers. Guarded by Gilbert. They swing it back to Winston. Winston looking. Puts it on the deck now. Back to Hill. Hill back to Winston. Winston jab step. Back over to Hill on the right side. He's going to go. Now to Robinson. Met by Gilbert. Back over to Winston. Winston on the left side, jab step. Now he's going to pull it back out. Back over to Hill, about a step inside the half-court stripe on the Branson logo. Now he gets back over to Winston. Now they swing it over the right side. Robinson back to Hill. Set by a double team, McGee and Gilbert on the trap. They swing it back to Robinson. Bombers really ramping up the pressure. Back up top to Hill. He's met by a double team of Jake McGee and Wyatt Gilbert. They swing it inside Winston. Winston on the cut, and there's a whistle and some contact. As it'll be on, that'll be on Matt Jones. His second foul.
Number six.
16 foul. Johnny Winston at the line hits the first one. Winston waiting, gets the ball. The second free throw is good. Good. 39-30. Lake Hamilton leading. Gilbert has the hands off to McGee. Back to Gilbert. Screen from Jones. Holds it back out. He's met by Robinson. Gilbert down to Jones in the left corner. Skips it to McGee on the left wing. Almost lost it. Harris going to tee up the three. It's an air ball. Tip back. Lake Hamilton on the run. They bounce it. Harris, great defensive play to knock it away, and it'll go out of bounds, go underneath for the Wolves. Well, Lake Hamilton will have it underneath. 39-30, our score, just under the four-minute mark. 3:46 left in the ballgame. Wolves looking, still looking, as we have a timeout. Almost a five-second violation. 39-30, our score. Lake Hamilton leading with 3:46 left in the ballgame. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
As the Bombers find themselves down 39-30. They're just heading out of the timeout. Just two steps for you. Johnny Winston with big night. He has 19 points so far on the evening. The score of the evening and the score of the season. Overall, a solid game for Lake Hamilton. If we were able to track time of possession, I'd say it would be two-thirds of this game was controlled by Lake Hamilton. 3:46 left in the ballgame. Lake Hamilton will have it underneath on the right lane line. As Robinson will throw it in. Robinson looking, gets it to Hill. Now Hill's going to back it out. Hill just in front of the half-court stripe, maybe a step. This dribbling, Gilbert guarded by him. Gilbert guarding him, excuse me. Now Bombers kind of zoning up. Hill's going to get it over to Winston. Then on a trap, Winston picks up his dribble, gets it back to Hill. Hill now over to the right side. Back to the left side, Winston. Winston driving inside, picks up his dribble mid-post as he gets it back to Hill. Hill over to Robinson. Robinson with it. Now back to Winston. Over to Hill. To the left side, Milstead. Back to Hill. Hill driving, picks up his dribble, met by another double team. Winston over to Robinson as we have, it goes off of Robinson, goes out of bounds, and the Bombers will get it back. Great pressure by the Bombers, and they'll get it back. About two steps to the left of the half-court stripe, they get it into McGee. Comes to the half-court stripe. Ball is centered, over to Harris on the right wing. Harris goes back to his left, back to his right. Jones at the hot in the mid-range, backs out to the three-point line, back to Harris, over to McGee, into Gilbert on the left wing, step back. In the corner, over to McGee, back to Harris, over to Jones. Jones driving inside, takes a lot of contact. There's the whistle, shot won't go, but he'll shoot a couple free throws. I believe this will be on Chase Jessup. It will be. His fourth foul. Now Matt Jones will shoot two free throws. 2:30 left in the ballgame. Bombers down by 9. First free throw from Matt off the front of the rim. Matt Jones, the 6'4 junior. One of the two returning starters for this Bomber ball club. Second free throw's good. Has it, 39-31 Bombers. Still has it. Gilbert meeting him in the backcourt. Pushes ahead to Winston. Bombers now trapping. Center, the ball center. Back to Hill. Picks up his dribble. Gives it over to Milstead. Into Winston. Over to Robinson. Back to Winston. Into Hill. Back to Milstead. Got away with a walk. Another spin move inside. The layup's good. Johnny Winston was there on the bucket. As it's 41-31, Lake Hamilton. McGee for the three. Won't go. Harris, the offensive rebound. Brings it to his waist, locks the ball. Jessup comes up with the rebound. Under 2 minutes left in the ball game, Bombers down by 10. Hill met by Gilbert at the opposite free throw line. He's pushing ahead. Kicks it over to the left side. Now the ball centered. Ball lost to a loose ball. Harris diving on the floor, couldn't come up with it. Robinson now, we have a whistle. I believe that'll be on Jake McGee. As that is on Jake McGee. The second foul. And we have a timeout on the floor. Called by the Bombers. We'll take one with them. Bombers down by 10. Minute 38 remaining. Scores 41-31 in favor of Lake Hamilton. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Back here in Branson, Missouri, the Bombers call timeout, trying to set up a new defense, trailing 41-31, minute 38 remaining. Bombers looking to not fall to 0-2 here at the Branson Battle Border. Lovely Branson High School here to visit, and lovely facility in 11th school. Our radio broadcast will be the Lady Bombers and Bombers taking on the Branson Pirates and Lady Pirates. Girls game will start about 2 p.m. and go live about 2:55. This game will be on Classic at 101.7. Come back. Robertson will be at the free throw line. As it's Gilbert, Sam Bryant, Jake McGee, Sasha Harris, and Matt Jones in for the Bombers. Robinson, the 1-1 free throw, rattle around, bounce in. Our score, minute 38 left. Second free throw by Robinson on the way. Nothing but net. Gilbert pushing ahead. Back to McGee. Gilbert, one dribble to his right. Back to McGee. McGee hands it off. Tried to and knock out of bounds. The Bombers will still have it on the sideline in front of their bench. McGee will throw it in. Gets it to Gilbert. Gilbert wanted the three. Gets it to Jones. Jones spin move into the paint. Off the window. Won't go. A lot of contact. Gets the rebound. Offensive putback. Won't go. More contact still. Lake Hamilton comes up with the rebound. Bombers down by 12. Hill with it now. Met by McGee and Gilbert. And Bryant gets it into the front court. Hill tried to get it to Jessup. Tipped away. Lake Hamilton will get it back. Abe Crawford and Adam Sorrell will check in, placing Harrison Bryant. They get it into Winston. Winston now, and he is fouled. Let's see who it's on. It'll be on Adam Sorrell. His first foul. Sam Bryant and Satch Harris are ready to check back in for offense. Send the Johnny Winston to the free throw line. Bryant and Harris back in for offense, replacing Crawford and Sorrell. Winston's free throw, good. Johnny Winston with an excellent ball game this afternoon. 105 remaining, Bombers down by 13. Make it 14 as Winston hits both free throws. McGee runs it up the floor. McGee to his left, hands it off to Gilbert. Gilbert, hesitation move, pulls up 3 feet behind the three-point line. Rattled around, won't go. Lake Hamilton comes up with the rebound. It's Winston. Back to Hill. Full court pressure by the Bombers. 50 seconds remaining in the ballgame. They get it ahead to Robinson. And Robinson across the half-court with stripe. Back to Hill. And it's turned over. Here from the Bombers. Gilbert has it ahead. As shoots the layup, there is contact and the whistle. Gilbert will shoot a couple free throws. Mike Gilbert to go to the free throw line. Be on number 12, Cade Robinson. Team 7 foul. Gilbert go to the line, shoot 2. Quiet afternoon for him. The 5 points make the 6 as he hits the first free throw. As Dave Crawford and Adam Sorrell will substitute for defense, replacing Harris and Bryant. Gilbert, a couple dribbles at the free throw line. Second free throw, good. Got 7 points on the evening. Bombers down by 12, 40 seconds remaining. A lot of pressure in the backcourt. Diamond press by the Bombers. They get it ahead. kick it over. They could have had the open three. They didn't take it, and now they foul. It's going to be Abe Crawford on the foul. His fourth foul as Harris and Bryant come in again, replacing Harris on defense. Harris and Terrell on defense. 28-45, Bombers down by 12, 45-33. Free throw was missed. Gilbert the rebound. Gilbert pushing ahead. Driving inside, little floater, 10-footer, good. And Josh Fulcher wants to call timeout. Bombers cut it to 10. 45-35 our score, 22.2 remaining. They've called timeout. We'll take one with them. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Back here in Branson, Missouri, 45-35 our score. Lake Hamilton on top. Bombers trying to come back in this final 22.2 seconds remaining, I should say. Bombers will take on hosting the Branson Pirates tomorrow afternoon about 4:30. As Crawford, Gilbert, McGee, Harris, and Jones in for the Bombers. Bombers setting up some kind of full court pressure. It will be a diamond press. Full court man. As Robinson will throw it in. Robinson looking, gets it into Hill. He went by a double team, and there is a foul. Lead will be on Matt Jones. His third foul. Sends Malik Hill to the line. Malik Hill, 8 points all in the second half. As St. Bryant ready to check in. First one by Hill, good. Hill ready for the second one. Also good. 20.5 remaining. Gilbert pushing ahead. Gilbert gets it to Bryant. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert over to Jones. Jones dribbling. Puts up the three-pointer. It's good. Matt Jones hits the three. And Josh Fulcher. Say he called timeout. Waiting to see. This is a talking. As stoppage on the floor. There was just a timeout on the floor, but Lake Hamilton will inbound it. And I believe the Bombers will let the Lake Hamilton Wolves dribble it out. So Lake Hamilton Wolves move to 6-0 in the season, 2-0 in the Branson Battle of the Border. The Bombers start to 0-2 here in Branson. And move to 1-2. Final score, Lake Hamilton Wolves on top, 47-38 over the Bombers. We'll come back, check stats. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.